another victim, kid. Just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. Holy diver, I'm a survivor. Feeling like De Niro in Taxi Driver. With Jodie Foster and Harvey Keitel. Looks like I'm walking through a living hell. So spark that L and I'll get lifted. Feeling the effects of what must lift it. Cause I'm gifted, I read Sun Tzu. I brought a gun too, so you'll never come to. The weight of the world riding on my shoulders. Cause I'm a soldier, I thought I told you. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. Just another victim.
Everybody, welcome to the Rogue Show. It's Friday night, sitting around smoking, not racing to get to this shit. What's up, Beatdown? What's up, Lopaki?
Not much. What's going on?
Oh, shit. Actually, I'm still thinking about that fucking 70%, man. I just don't see it. I think that's giving him too much. I just think that's giving him too much.
Number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world.
I don't disagree with any of that, but, I mean, don't we always talk about negotiating the best fight for yourself?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's negotiating the best fight for somebody. I'm just be like, well, I think I only want 60.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, for him to come out and be like 70% or I don't fight. Well, you call a guy out, but you demand 70%. That's kind of not really calling the guy out.
If the guy, well, yeah, but I mean, Manny and Bob talk so much shit about Floyd that you want the fight? Here's your opportunity.
That's
if
a good
not,
point.
Shut
now,
the fuck up.
Okay, now that's a very valid point that, you know, we could touch on is at what point does shit talking cost you financially?
Well, I think more than the shit talking is that the losses that he has are what's going to cost him money. You know, that 3 years ago they could have taken this fight. And all they had to do was agree to taking random blood testing, and they would have got probably a 50-50 split. But Bob Arum is the biggest pile of garbage promoter in boxing, and somehow he continues to get a free pass for keeping this fight from happening. And, you know, it's like people are like, blame Floyd. Well, why are we blaming Bob Arum? I blame him almost 100% about this.
Would you say that his losses in the 3 years are significantly bad losses?
Well, I think when you get punched in the face and it looks like somebody hit you with an RKO from Randy Orton, yeah, it looks pretty bad. And then you lose the decision to Tim Bradley. I mean, I think Floyd walks through Bradley and probably sweeps maybe 10, 11 rounds from him. And Pacquiao lost that first fight, you know? I mean, he had Chris Algieri knocked him down, and everybody says 5 times, but I only credit Manny for 6 because I really feel the first one was a split. And, you know, he couldn't put him away. I mean, if you've knocked a guy down 6 times in one fight, you should be able to put him away.
That's a good point. Do you think that this fight needs to happen to help sustain boxing for another few years?
No, dude, this fight don't need to happen. There's so many. Boxing right now, with all the talent boxing has, I firmly believe that boxing has a really, really good opportunity to surpass MMA in the next 12 to 18 months as far as big fights being made.
Does Triple G, one of the guys who holds the future of boxing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's an exciting guy. I mean, away from the ring, his personality, his interviews, his pressers, he comes across very great. I know there's a lot of people out there who aren't big fans of him for some reason, but I like the whole package. I think he's somebody who could carry the sport into the next, you know, 4 or 5 years and do it well.
Well, dude, these idiots that try to talk shit about Triple G, he fights at 160, and everybody's like, well, he needs to go up and fight at 168 and beat up those guys. Well, why don't you let him clean out the fucking first division even? You know, I mean, Jesus Christ, dude, you know, he's fighting top 10 guys at 160, and people are like, well, he's not really fighting anybody. Well, you know what, dude, the guy weighs what the guy weighs. You know, and everybody's like, well, he's afraid to fight Andre Ward. Well, dude, the only place Andre Ward is fighting is in a fucking courtroom for 2 years. This fool hasn't even been in a ring in 2 years. Yeah, Andre Ward won the Super 6 middleweight showdown or whatever that was. I can't remember what exactly the title of it was, but it was the Super 6. He won that, and then he hasn't done anything, man. And then you get these guys in bigger weight classes calling out. Like, I saw some idiot the other day. Oh, Triple G needs to fight Kovalev. Oh, yeah, dude, Kovalev's only like 4 weight classes above him, fights at 175, Triple G fights at 160. Like, come on, man. There's a reason they got divisions, you know? I mean, look at Manny Pacquiao. He's wanting to fight Floyd, who fights at 147 or 150, and he's sitting here going the other direction in weight classes. He just fought Chris Algieri at 140. He was at 144 and 147 when he fought Bradley, when he fought Marquez, and now he's going the other direction trying to get as far away from Floyd as he can because that's what Arum tells him to do.
Well, you know, I guess in boxing, you know, it's like any sport. You have, you know, followers behind one group or another, one team or another, one fighter or another. You know, and we all know that for boxing for years, it's been very political and a good old boy circle. If you're not in this circle, you're not going to get the same love, you know. But if we can keep getting some of these fights that we've gotten over the last year or so for the next few years, I can definitely see a big attraction back to the boxing world. And I know, you know, people don't always get to hear what we talk about, but the other day you made some statements that I've since, you know, used talking to other people that are very, very, I think, important for people to understand. MMA, how did you put it? MMA was never meant to be mainstream. It was always meant to be a niche sport, you know, where you have 4 or 5 million people who love it and 20 million people who hate it. And I think that's the difference with boxing. Boxing is always meant to be a public sport, a fan sport, you know, out there. And I can see with the generation of boxers coming up right now that there's a good chance for them to take a bite out of the MMA world.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, man, this whole thing where it's like, you know, MMA, it's like the big three team sport. No, man, it's not a team sport. This is where these guys are getting this confusion. This is why we have this guy, Daniel Cormier, trying to cut off his leg at the kneecap to make 205, because while he says he wants to be the best in the world, he's not willing to fight the guy that's standing across the room. Now, no offense, bro, but if somebody came up to me and you and said, hey, man, I'm going to, you know, Skippy's got the title. I know you want to be the best in the world, but, you know, what are you going to do? I'm going to be like, you know what? Skippy will understand, but we're going to fight. Because I want to be the best in the world.
Well,
and if your friendship can't survive that, then what kind of friends were you in the first place, man? You should both understand that. You're both professionals. You both know why you got in the sport. You didn't know Daniel Cormier didn't know Cain Velasquez before they started fighting. It wasn't like they grew up since they were 4 years old and were next-door neighbors.
And I think, honestly, that's why he left the heavyweight division, is because he was scared to fight Cain. And I don't mean scared like he's a pussy. I mean, like, he knew that that's a fight he can't win.
Yeah, dude. And he's going to find out that John Jones is a fight he can't win.
You know, and as I said the other day to somebody, I want Jones, the lesser of two evils, in my opinion, to win just so that I can see him have to rematch, hopefully, Gus. I'm scared about Rumble, you know, and Gus. I don't think Gus should have had to take that fight. I'm glad he did, but I don't believe that he should have to take another number one contender fight. But, you know, that's a whole other story, a whole other can of worms, you know. But I agree. I think Jones will win the title. I don't believe Cormier is going to do anything to impress us and make us all go, holy shit, that dude is fucking Jesus on water.
Yeah, no, dude. I mean, I don't understand how people call him the Black Fedor. It's like, bro, neat, dude. You throw around Dan Henderson, who's a middleweight and 50 years old. No offense to Dan, because, you know, I mean, I love Dan since he was fighting in Pride and King of the Rock, or what was it? Rumble on the Rock, or what was that event
yeah.
that used to have in Hawaii? Rumble on the Rock.
Yeah, Rumble on the Rock.
Yeah, I think that's where he won his first, like, tournament. I think he fought in the heavyweight tournament at Rumble on the Rock, like, back in 98 or 97, and won, like, the heavyweight tournament there. You know, but, I mean, dude, come on. I mean, Dan Henderson, at this point in his career, shouldn't be fighting Daniel Cormier. I mean, you know, no, like I said, no offense to Dan, but, dude, bro, come on. Take some fights, make your money, get the fuck out.
I agree. And, look, age is hitting Henderson, okay? And it shows because he is truly a 185 fighter. Let's be honest. He's really not a 205 fighter. He's not, you know, built for that class. I mean, when he's walking the streets, yeah, he's over 205. I mean, come on, folks. We understand he cuts weight. But, you know, Cormier is cutting weight to get to 205, you know, where Dan Henderson is working to get to 185 most of his career, you know. So I don't think, you know, like you, that that's some impressive feat, you know. It's not like he stood toe-to-toe, you know, with fucking Henderson in a blood war and it was fucking five rounds of just gritty fighting. You know, he laid on top of him and dry humped him until the fight was over, you know. I mean, and you're talking about a guy, what did Henderson weigh at fight time, like 208?
No, I think he weighed like 198 or 203.
Okay, was it
198?
Yeah, he didn't even weigh the fight.
He didn't weigh 205.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
That's ridiculous.
You know,
and the other thing is, then he beats up that guy, and no disrespect to Patrick Cummins, but he took the fight on a week's notice, bro.
Dude, and don't get me wrong, I love Jeff and his promotion, but we're talking about a Sparta Combat League fighter who wasn't even a champion there. You know,
yeah,
comes,
I mean, you,
know. You
know,
he hadn't fought in what, 9 months since the last Sparta event.
Yeah, and he'd been working at Starbucks pouring coffee or some coffee shop in Colorado. He wasn't out training. You know, he took the fight because it was a payday. Now, granted, he's done good since that fight, but, I mean, you can't just come off the street and be like, oh, here, fight one of the top three or four guys in the heavyweight division who's cutting weight down to 205. I mean, that to me is just as crazy. Actually, it's more crazy than Chael coming up from 185 and getting a title shot at 205. Because at least Chael's always ready. Chael fought elite dudes all the time, regularly, whether people like him or not. He fought the top of the mountain guys throughout his career.
See, and I'll be honest. I mean, that's why I wanted to see Gus and Rumble fight for the title. I wanted to see Gus get his shot and take his – look, John Jones, to me, he's a single-eyed athlete who trains for one fight at a time. Okay, that's just my opinion, folks. If you don't like it, fuck off. I don't care. I just believe with everything that happens before each fight, how he you know, like you said, Chael, always ready, steps up, says, I'll fight you. He's like, no. But then after he has 7 months to prepare for Chael, you know, he's like, yes, I'm ready. You know, I think we see Rumble or Gus get to the title, we're going to see a gritty champion again, somebody who will fight regularly and be exciting, and win, lose, or draw is going to leave it all on the line. I don't think we're going to see that in this Cormier fight, and I don't believe that even if by some miracle Cormier won, that he'd be some kind of prolific champion that everybody out there would be talking about for two or three decades to come. Black Fedor. I don't know who ever fucking said that should get smacked in the mouth and their mom and dad should have their fucking testicles cut off and stuffed up for breeding an idiot like that.
I think that, you know, I think that for me it's going to be really tough for Daniel Cormier at 5'9" to get inside John Jones, whose arm is as long as Daniel Cormier is tall.
Well, see, that's the
it's
thing.
It's going to be like... It's going to be like that fat – remember, did you ever play Street Fighter 1 and they had E. Honda and you could fight Dalsum with him? And Dalsum was like that Indian guy and you'd back all the way up to the far side of the screen and you just like throw the rubber band punches across the room and just jack his ass up. Like,
yep.
That's what's going to happen in this fight, man.
Well, and look, let's be honest. I mean, something that Gus was able to keep from happening because of his reach was a tool that John Jones has used in multiple fights with everybody to get an advantage, and that's oblique kick. Because he has the reach. He could sit out there and oblique kick you all fucking day. And it's not only painful and annoying, but it gets you off your game. Because he's not as worried about somebody like Cormier being able to reach him with a counter, whereas we saw Gus stick him in the mouth after the third oblique kick, and he was like, maybe I fucking won't do that no more. You know, but that ain't going to happen. You're right. Jones is going to hold him by the head like you did your little brother while he swings. I mean, I personally, I don't see any excitement in this fight anyway. I think this is going to be a subpar exciting fight. I don't think it's going to be the build-up that the UFC wants it to be. But I still think Cormier's got a rat's chance, you know. I mean, he's going to have to sneak it out. It's going to have to be a miracle.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I just don't know, man. Daniel Cormier really rubbed me the wrong way, and so I'm not a real big fan of his. I've never really been a big fan of Jones, but right now, as far as I'm concerned, I hope John Jones beats the brakes off of this guy.
Yeah, and I look, and yeah, for all you fuckers out there talking about how he beat Barnett, you know what? You're talking two different style of fucking fighters, folks. You can't compare him to John Jones. I know he had reach, but he's not near as athletic as Jones. He doesn't move around like Jones does. And he got pushed up against the fence, and he got fucking ground on, and his cardio bit him. That is the only thing I think could help Cormier in the later rounds is hurting John Jones's cardio. But he's going to have to get to Jones. He's going to be able to lay on Jones and not have the 60 or 84-inch reach, you know, fucking swallow you up, choke you from some weird position, or grab some arm from behind your back.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure that Jones should win this, man. I mean, like him or hate him, he might be the most dynamic fighter in MMA right now. And if he was smart and, you know, he's got good coaches down there, I may not like them, but I'll tell you that they're good, that they were probably bringing in world-class wrestlers for the last 3 months, and all that Jones has been doing is working on that takedown and landing that knee to the face. Because that's all it's going to take, dude. Cormier is going to shoot, and I guarantee it at some point in this fight, Jones is going to catch him with a jump knee right between the eyes and roll him backwards, and then he's going to rain down some. Because, dude, I mean, that's one thing about Jones. He likes to drop them elbows from the guard like Tito Ortiz did back in, like, 2001.
Well, I tell you what. I really just don't. I think Jones finishes them, and I mean, you know, I think that's just, it is what it is. You know, I think that they built this up, and they want the excitement to try to pull numbers. That's why they're not putting Gus back in like he should have been put in. But either way, we're going to have to wait till, what, the third to find out. I'll tell you what, tonight,
yeah.
I don't know how impressed or unimpressed I was with what I saw. I think it was just down the middle tonight for the finale, the tough finale. I caught, you know, I think about 70% of the fights, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't blown away by anything, and it wasn't like I was sitting here glued to my TV. I will tell you what, tomorrow night's card, I think, has a lot of fire on it. Claudia Joanne, I think that fight right there has fire. Did I what?
Did you see the weigh-ins for that fight?
Oh, my God, dude. Claudia looked so fucking good. The whole bar was, like, flipping out.
Dude, yeah, but did you see the weirdness that other chick was doing? She's crazy, bro.
Oh, Joanne?
Yeah. She's nuts, dude.
Oh, dude, the whole fucking leaning down to, like, look her in the eyes and then shove the forehead against her forehead. I'll tell you what, I just wanted to see that girl fucking side shot again. I mean, Claudia had a, you know, a phenomenal physique. I mean, phenomenal.
Hey, Claudia joked, bro.
Dude, those thighs on her were like fucking Crow Cop thighs. I was like, holy shit. Like, those look like Tiffany Van Suits legs on her.
Well, let's not go too far now.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I'm curious, you know, we'll go over a couple of the fights for tomorrow.
Where are all these guys that are like, yeah, when's the show? I'm calling.
I don't know,
where are these
but.
Where are you at, beat down?
I send them all tweets. I send message to everybody. It goes like this, man. In 15 minutes and we don't have some mucking motherfuckers calling in, I'm going to just wrap up the show and say fuck off to everybody and go and smoke more weed and masturbate. So that's my plans. But before we do that, I really want to know, because I've been debating on this fight, and I think you might be able to help break it down for me and to make a decision. But the Mayorga, Gates, what do you think about that kid Willie Gates in that fight? Do you think that kid's got a serious shot?
Right. Oh, no, you're talking about Moraga. Like,
Moraga.
Like,
no. You're right. Mayorga's the cigarette smoker.
Mayorga's fucking fighting?
Moraga.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I missed that. I was like, man, dude, last night I almost forgot Austin Trout was fighting. Tonight I forgot Eric Landy Lara was fighting. I'm like, now you're telling me that Bjorg's fighting tomorrow? I'm like, what the fuck?
No, I'm sorry. but your opinion of that fight, man, I think Willie can get in there and get it done.
I don't.
You don't?
Moraga's on another level, bro.
I know, but fucking Willie's just been finishing people. I mean, you know, we watched him fight. I don't know how many of the pay-per-views you watched, but I know we covered at least two of them that he fought on for Gladiator Challenge, you know. And then he jumped up to Tachi, and now he's making his debut. But I like the kid. He's a finisher, man.
Well, I mean, dude, I'm not taking anything away from him. I just don't think that the level of competition that he's fought is anywhere near where Moraga's been fighting at. And I think it's been that way for a minute now. I think, two fights ago, Moraga was for the title, and then he just came in and finished that honky from
Scoggins.
Yeah, Justin Scoggins. And that's just kind of where I'm looking at, how I look at the fight. You know, in that situation, I just don't really see anywhere where he's going to have an advantage that'll help him seal the deal.
Well, that's fair. I'm hoping to see an exciting upset. I think.
Was it a short notice fight? Is that a short notice fight he took?
I believe it was relatively short, like 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Though the main part of the card, bro, let's be honest, man, we got fire all the way through, because you got the three heavyweight fights and you got the gangster from Stockton, Lodi, you know, which I love his whole fuck it, I came in overweight, fuck you, fuck Reebok. I know you got to hate it because it's unprofessional, and I agree with you there, but I love his attitude when he's like, so what, fuck it.
This guy confuses the shit out of me. He's like, I don't make enough money. I don't make enough of this. I don't make enough of that. Then he comes in and gives away 20% of his fucking purse.
Yeah. Does
I'm like, come on, bro. You can't complain about not making enough money if you're giving the shit away for free. I just think, I really honestly think he's trying to get cut.
And I don't think that Dana will oblige him. I think that Dana will either shelf him or they'll just give him a killer after killer after killer after killer.
Well, let's be honest. Rafael Dos Anjos has been a killer as of late. And that's the thing is, I fucking hate these promos where they're like, you know, Rafael Dos Anjos, KO artist. You know, I'm like, he's got 2 fucking KOs in 10 fights. How is he a fucking KO artist? I think this fight is going to be a grappling match, personally. And I think it comes down to if Diaz really wants to keep fighting. I think Diaz can beat him all day long on the ground. I really do. But I think it comes down to if he really wants to fight anymore. And we'll see by the end of round one. You know, we'll know if he's really there to fight or if he's like, fuck it, I don't care.
Do you think he tries to throw the fight?
Dude, I was going to add, dude, it's funny. We were talking about this earlier, okay? he's going in as an underdog on the bets, okay? So he could easily lay down a bunch of money on Rafael and pick the round he wants to go out in. He could clean up.
I mean, he could, but I mean, I with my theory that I think he's trying to get cut, I just don't. I don't know. I'm just so confused by his behavior that I don't really know what the fuck he's trying to do. You know, and if I had never seen Josh Thompson smooth knock him out, I would think that, you know, Dos Anjos is really in trouble. But, I mean, after seeing that, I now know, and then watching Dos Anjos knock out Ben Henderson.
Yeah.
Well, some people say TKO or whatever, but, I mean, dude, that's, I mean, I just don't know, man. Does he even want to fight? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Has anybody ever smoked Diaz like Thompson did? I don't think so.
No.
Could
no.
that have fucked with his head?
No, I don't think it fucked with his head. I just think that...
What I don't get is, the brothers are so fucking gangster. You know, that's what they come across. Like, I don't understand why he is not showing up and talking mad shit, on point with weight, on point with his cardio, a perfect camp, and be like, y'all bitches, I'm going to beat your ass and show you on my way to the title that the UFC ain't shit. You're going to pay me. You know, I mean, he's coming in about the wrong fucking way. And if he does not get a victory tomorrow night, I think he's in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's what I understand, man, because Dana can be one of those guys that's like, he did it with Tito, man. He just holds him up under contract. He's doing it with Vanderlei. He's like, I'm not letting you go, bro. Like, I'm not going to, like, because then it's like Dana's got to look at it like, oh, well, he won. And I think if you want to get your way with Dana, that's why I don't see Kung Lee getting cut. Like, Kung Lee's like, I want to be released from my contract because of this Reebok thing. Dude, shut the fuck up, bro. You would have been better off saying you want to be released from your contract because you got knocked the fucking dick beat off of you by Michael Bisping.
So we know that Diaz just signed a new long-term deal and then negotiated a newer deal to make himself happy. I mean, his career would be over if he shelved.
You're right. But you know what? I don't think it helps to really try to talk shit about your employer and think that you're going to be able to get your way.
I mean, unless you're like, look, if you're Anderson Silva and you're 8 fights in, undefeated with 7 title fights, and you want to start talking shit, you got all the room in the world to, because you're the baddest man on the planet at that point. But we're talking about a guy who truly is not a number 14, but according to the new pay scale, will lose a lot of fucking money if he was to be ranked at number 14. Why would you sit there like that?
Well, because you don't have much choice, man. You signed the contract.
How long has it been since Diaz fought Maynard? A year or more?
Got to be close to like 14 months. Maybe last December. Oh, I'll find out. The only nice thing about the internet is I can look at fighter records really quick without having to like go find, you know, a book. Or keep a book.
Hey, y'all, bitches, 310-742-1799, call in. Because when this bowl is done, if we don't have some fuckers on the phone, then we're going to say fuck off and call it a night. Like I said, I'll go smoke more weed and masturbate. I got shit I can do.
Yeah, last November.
Oh, shit, yeah. See, and that's not good. I mean, I don't.
Has had 1, 2, 3 fights in that time.
And remember, Diaz came off a long, didn't he come off like a 9 or 10 months before the Henderson fight because of the Miller? He had that Miller, that war with Miller, and then it was like a good 10 months.
No, he got knocked out by Josh Thompson in April. He's only fought 3 times in 2 years. He fought Ben Henderson for the title 2 years ago, on the 8th. Then he fought Thompson last year in April. Then he fought Maynard in November. He hasn't, dude, that Jim Miller fight was like in 2012, 2.5 years ago. Wow.
Damn. Yeah, he's not, he's dumb, man. Why the fuck you don't come in here and wreck shop?
Can you believe that Lesnar and Overeem was 3 years ago this month?
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you say it like that, you'll never see Brock back in the UFC. No way. No way. I was thinking it was more like 15, 18 months. I didn't realize it's been 3 years. Yeah, he ain't coming back. Fuck all those idiots who think he is.
Wow, I didn't realize it'd been that long. That's forever.
Okay, the fight that everybody wants your pick on, I'm getting people asking. This is the most important fight for both these gentlemen, probably in their careers. We're calling it the Battle of the Glass Jaws. Who do you got, Ream or Struve?
Ream.
Go to the end. Is this more the girl pooping gummy worms?
No, dude. Only you post those.
Wow, I think I'd have to pick the first one. And the white and pink?
There's like 100 of them.
Where did I... Oh, I did something wrong. Because I went to like on sexy Facebook.
Oh, no, yeah, no, you went to the wrong place. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, hold on, maybe I sent you the link.
No, I think you sent me the right one, but I hit that share on Facebook, or let's see. Which, oh, here we go, next.
Yeah.
Keep sending me to that shit. I don't want to come here.
See, the only fight I really care about tomorrow, and I wish it wasn't at like 12:30 in the fucking afternoon, is Tony's fight.
It's really that early?
Yeah.
Eight p.m. Eastern, so 5 o'clock for the main card.
Yeah. Just hit next, dude. The green symbol right next, right below the. Or up at the top, right beside it, on the far right. Where are all these fools at, man? I thought we were going to talk fights, man.
I guess they're all scared. Oh, goddamn. Hi, how are you?
Right?
Oh, Jesus Christ. That little Asian chick, too. Nice tit job.
Right?
Oh, the brunette and the fucking the pink, I guess, leather boots. Jesus. Oh, my God. This one after another. What is wrong with these people? I love
Nothing.
These people. I love them. I wish they would do more photos.
The one in, like, the black lace and nude-colored bra and panties is fucking...
Yeah.
Nasty.
Yes.
But the one in the hot pink at the number 9, that's a solid one.
Yeah. Working on a deal. What are you, fucking Beats by Drake? Is that what kind of deal you're working on?
No, dude, Drake got Beats by Diddy. People probably don't even know what I'm talking about there, but apparently Drake and Diddy got in a fight this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who won?
Apparently Diddy. Dude, I can't believe. Okay, so I'm still kind of in shock that Floyd called this fool out.
Holy shit. Fucking Jason Gray looks yoked the fuck up again.
Oh, yeah, he's always yoked.
He looks like the fucking Terminator.
The sad thing is I got to pick a decision with him every time.
Well, I mean, that's good to get you some victories, but, you know, it might not be exciting. Okay, I told everybody we'd wrap it up when this shit was done. I'm done. Fuck off.
Well, that'll give me time to get some sleep in.
Eagle!
I gotta be 4 in the morning. Osprey.
Honestly, I'm not real big on talking when it comes to fights, but I am pretty big on predictions. And I tell you that I predict Ole's night's ending in one of three ways. Number one, he's going to give me a submission, in which case, whatever I get a hold of, I'm going to break him. Number two, I'm going to knock his ass out. Number three, I'm going to beat him till he quits. Iron Fist, it sucks to be you.
We in your town and we running, it sucks to be you. And Joe Ray is coming, it sucks to be you. Take all that crap.